This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Arun Singhal, Director General, National Archives of India. Interviewer is D. Balanagendran, Akashvani correspondent.
Established in the year 1891, March 11, at that time it was the depository of imperial records. Having the headquarters at Kolkata and being shifted to Delhi in the year 1911 for India, the current premises has been opened as National Archive of India in the year 1926. The transfer of data alone to the current premises took 11 years. In 1937, all the records have been transferred, and since then, we have with us our pride National Archives of India situated in Delhi. National Archives of India has been undertaking various measures to ensure that it is not only to be known and recognized as the holder of papers, records and materials that are ancient, but also it is the treasure trove of India's heritage. To talk more about National Archives of India and further developments, we are joined by an expert filled with experience, Director General, National Archives of India, Mr. Arun Singhal. Sir, welcome.
Thank you very much and greetings to all your listeners.
Sir, I would like to start with the mandates of National Archives of India. Could you tell us what are the mandates, objectives and functions of NAI?
Yes, you mentioned yourself that we have a treasure trove of documents. That is true, the cultural heritage, the historical legacy of India is captured in the archives. So we have precious and invaluable documents with us. If you were ever to come to the National Archives, you will find 1500-year-old documents with us, the Gilgit manuscripts, which are the oldest documents we have. And then moving onwards, the documents related to Tughlaq dynasty, the firmans of Nur Jahan, original letters by Rani of Jhansi, records of the British government and the East India Company, and records after independence of the government of India. So it's a veritable treasure trove, as you said, and they're precious records. I feel thrilled every time I look at them. Even today, if I see the original FIR which was lodged after Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated, it gives me goosebumps. If you read Bhagat Singh's diary or Chandrasekhar Azad's documents, it fills you with energy, and they were so dedicated for the freedom of this country. So looking at old documents, which is our heritage, it is a thrilling feeling, and I feel very happy that we are in charge of these old documents and we are tasked with preserving them.
So you talked about preservation of materials as well as you have mentioned about the time period, that is more than 1,500 years, which is mind-boggling. So could you take us through the techniques that we undertake to preserve the records that we have with us?
It's a very specialized process. If you look at any old paper, you will find it becomes yellow and brittle with age. That is because of the acidity inside that paper. So when we start repairing these papers, we have to deacidify them first. After deacidifying, we go for tissue paper-based lamination. Plastic lamination should never be used on archival papers, because if you laminate something with plastic, you can never recover the document. If you peel apart the two sheets of plastic, then the document will be destroyed in the process. So we go for tissue paper-based lamination, which is a very slow, painstaking process. These are all very precious documents, so they have to be handled with a lot of care and affection. So we follow this tissue paper-based lamination approach for conserving papers, which is in line with the international practices.
So when we talk about the materials, out of inquisitiveness, I would like to ask you, recently National Archives of India has received or acquired the private papers of Sri Rafi Ahmed Kidwai.
That's right.
So in that sense, do we have private papers as well as what sort of materials? What do we mean by private papers? As well as if you could take us through the kind of materials that we hold.
Oh yes, we have public records which come to us from government departments. They are of course precious and invaluable, and they contain a lot of information about how the government of India works, how the British government worked. But apart from that, we have private papers. And the collections we have with us include the Mahatma Gandhi collections, Rajendra Prasad collections, Rajaji collections. So very eminent personalities have donated their papers to us, or their relatives have donated their papers to us. And these papers have wonderful documents. For instance, Jaishankar Prasad wrote the Kamayani, as we all know. Now, we have seen the printed version of Kamayani in the market, but we have the original manuscript of Kamayani written by Jaishankar Prasad himself. So such rare and valuable documents come to us from private collections, and we keep on adding to these collections. People come and donate to us. So Rafi Ahmed Kidwai collection is one of the collections we acquired very recently, His relatives live in the US, and we were approached by one of his relatives who works in Government of India that we have some archives and we don't really know the contents of those archives. We have never catalogued them. So can you please have a look at these documents and take them over if possible? So we said we'd be happy to do that. So we have sent a team to Noida. There were 3 boxes full of documents. We got them over, fumigated them, catalogued them. Now we have added them. But what we do is that we associate the name of the person whose documents we are taking over. Like if we have the Lal Bahadur Shastri collection, it will always be called the Lal Bahadur Shastri collection. It will be maintained as such in a separate class of its own. So the name of the person whose documents we take over becomes immortal. That is always going to be associated with those documents. So Mr. Rafi Ahmad Kidwai, as you know, was one of the ministers in the first Union Cabinet, which was formed in 1952. And his papers have come to us. We'll be shortly publishing them on our website.
So talking about this, we have been collecting records from all over the country as well as from abroad. Before talking about collecting records from abroad, I would like to ask you how National Archives of India is ensuring center-state coordination.
That is a very important question. Actually, there's a body called the National Committee of Archivists, in which all the state governments, state archives are members, and the National Archives organizes that meeting. We chair it. That meeting had not been held for a long time. We have now restarted that process, and when we had the first meeting in Bikaner last year, we found that all the state archives had very similar problems. They had solutions which were applicable to each other, best practices which could be replicated by the others also, and they were working in their own silos, battling their battles alone. So in that meeting, we found that there's a need to standardize our approaches. SOPs have to be defined. There are some directions which have to be sent out to all the state governments also. For instance, a very simple thing we said was, please estimate the number of papers you have and draw up a time-bound plan to digitize them. And that sounds like common sense, but even that was not being done. When you go and approach the finance department and say, we need money to digitize all these documents, they tend to say, oh, it can be done, it's a slow process, why do you want to do it so quickly? But since we said in our minutes that this should preferably be done within a period of 5 years, now they can go to their finance department and say, this is what we decided in the National Committee of Archivists, and therefore everybody is doing so. We will also like to digitize within 5 years. So on many issues, we found common cause. And now extending that concept further, what we have done is that there are private archives also. There are some public libraries which have very valuable documents. So now we have listed some 425 archives in India, which are public and private. And we have constituted a body called the Archives in India Online. So now we propose to have a meeting of this body, all the 425 archives, once in 6 months. We had the first meeting very recently. The results were very heartwarming. Everybody was happy that they are being allowed to share their performance or best practices or their problems, which can be solved in this collective forum. So this meeting was very useful, and it's a good way of coordinating the activities of all archives. What we want ultimately is that if you perform a search on a particular topic, then information from all the archives in the country should be reflected in the search results. You should not have to go to each one of these 425 archives and search for something. So that can happen if we standardize the metadata and the formats, and all the softwares start talking to each other. We'll ultimately work towards that. But this is a good forum we have set up to coordinate efforts.
As you touched about the softwares, the digitization process, speaking about digitization is pleasing to ears in any area, especially talking about National Archives. We are going to make our assets stay with us forever by digitization. But that process of digitization is not free from challenges. So could you take us through how the digitization processes are being undertaken at National Archives of India, as well as the challenges accompanied with it?
Oh yes, when we started, this process of digitization started in the 1990s. But in the first 20 years, about 20 lakh pages were digitized. That was all. Now the total documents we have are about 70 lakhs, and they run into an estimated 34 crore pages. So then we changed gears 3 years ago, and a very ambitious project was taken up in which we started digitizing 1.5 crore pages per year. But that project was executed successfully. We have 30 crore more pages to digitize. And at the rate of 1.5 crore per year, we would take 20 years. We decided to fast forward this process and digitize 30 crore pages in the next 2 years. That means 6 lakh pages per day are being digitized today. So naturally, doing this has challenges of its own. Some of the documents are in such a bad state, they are so brittle that they cannot be scanned before they are repaired. So we had to go for conservation of these documents. Now we had 50 conservators sitting in the National Archives of India who used to conserve about 6 lakh documents per year, 6 lakh pages. The number of pages we estimate we have to repair within the next 2 years is about 2.25 crore pages. So therefore, the number of repairers or the conservators had to go up from 50 to 1,000. 1,000 people were not available. So we had to design a course in our School of Archival Studies to teach the process of conservation to students who are 12th pass and then impart this course to about 1,000 people quickly. Our school has limited space, so then we collaborated with the Ministry of Skill Development, and I'm very happy there was a very good collaboration between us. They have a program for skilling and we had a requirement of skilling. So we came together and now 200 students are being trained in every batch. One batch has passed out, the other batch is being taken up now. So within the next 2 or 3 months, we'll have the manpower we require. So there were challenges of space, there were challenges of funds, there were challenges of manpower, there were challenges of raw materials like tissue paper, which is required to conserve. I'm happy to say we have overcome most of these and we are well on our way to doing it.
Sir, now we can widen the borders of our interaction towards the international community. Recently, in the month of February 2024, our Indian experts from the National Archives of India have visited Oman for sharing data, as well as there was bilateral cooperation that has happened. So could you explain us the significance of the meeting with the Oman and how the international collaborations are taking place in terms of archival conscience?
We have a body called the International Council of Archives, and India is a Category A member of that body. We have annual interactions in which all the archives of the world come and interact. So as a fallout of that, and in the process of bilateral cooperation, we talk to many countries. The British government used to administer many countries from here in India. So if you look at our files predating independence, we find records of many other countries also in our archives. So we have documents which are of interest to other countries. Other countries have documents which are of interest to us. For instance, very recently, our ambassador in Prague told us that the Czech archives have some letters pertaining to Subhash Chandra Bose. And they are not in our language, so we are getting them translated and we are trying to acquire them. So there are documents of mutual interest with other countries. So in that process, we went to Oman also to collaborate with their archives. We had a very good meeting there. But on the sidelines, we discovered that since Kutch and Oman are very close to each other by the sea route, so over the past 250 years, many Indians have gone and settled in Muscat and in Oman. And they have been engaging in trade activities for many generations. Now, they have family records, documents which are very important, which show how the trade relations between our two countries developed. And these families had them in their custody. Some of the documents were damaged, but there was no expert help available for repairing them. So the concept of looking at these documents, digitizing them, adding them to our collection, then ultimately organizing an exhibition in which the Omani side and we could show our papers, collectively display them, convert this into a book form later on. That concept arose, and I'm very happy we sent a team to Oman very recently. That team has been there for the past 9 days. They are in the process of coming back now. But they were able to persuade 30 families, very old families in Oman, to share their documents. All the documents have been scanned now. We'll have copies and we'll be putting them on our website shortly. It worked out very well in the end with Oman.
Sir, it has been a fruitful dialogue with you. You have taken us from the historic reminiscence to the international collaboration by which India is not only ensuring that it is the cradle of civilization, but also cooperating with the other communities to restore the lost records and keep it for our future generations. We can certainly say that our heritage is well preserved with the digitization, and we can ensure that the next generation would never forget our historic past. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Arun Singhal, Director General, National Archives of India. Interviewer was D. Balanagendran, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.